The Lord, we have the assurance that He will not lead us this year. We have the assurance that we are walking upon the waters. Do we have that assurance? Do you have the assurance that you are doing the impossible this year? You have the assurance? We will know by June. 21 days prayer and fasting. January, people are always... By March, the faith is tested. Your confession and expectation will be tested after the prayer and fasting. You are the one that will make up your mind to go and to prevail. Remember, in your DNA and in your lineage are people that have overcome and prevailed. You should not bring a disappointment to the lineage of faith. If you go to Hebrews 11, stories were written about people that have left. After we have done our own and gone, what will be said concerning us? What will be said concerning you? What will be said concerning me? What will be said concerning us? Can we lift our hands to Him and first of all thank Him again for helping us this far? This is the 21st day of waiting on Him for strength. And they that waited on the Lord shall renew their strength. Can we thank Him for strength renewal? We thank you, Lord.
You deserve all the glory, Yahweh, Yahweh. You deserve all the glory, Yahweh, 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 Yahweh.
You deserve all the glory,
you deserve all the glory,
Yahweh,
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 Yahweh.
Never the glory,
Yahweh,
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 you deserve all my praise,
Yahweh,
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 you deserve everything I have,
Yahweh.
You are Yahweh.
Concerning their children. I've had parents carrying their children to come and meet me. She is so and so years or months, but she's not working. Ah, pastor, and some are weeping. I've seen people come, bring their children and say, he's so and so months, years, cannot talk. Ah, pastor, hey, by me. Ah, what will people say? And so on. There is a time and expectation for everything. Listen. The world has been waiting for you to manifest the supernatural. God is waiting for you to manifest the supernatural. Even yourself, in the deeper part of your heart, I know you are tired of an ordinary life. So all around you, because of your faith, because you say you are born again, because you say you are a believer, the whole creation is waiting for your manifestation as a child of God. Listen, if you are a Christian and nobody has told you your own is too much in an area of your life, you have not started, then your Christianity is in doubt. If you are not radical in an area of your life, that people just say, he's just blocking us. Your own is too much. Are you the first auditor? Are you the first engineer? Are you the first QS? Ah! Some of us are cold and the same like the world, that nobody knows the difference. And now that you are hearing about the supernatural, how to start is a problem, because everybody knows you. But that should not bother you. What should bother you is what our people say, is that whenever you wake up, is your morning. And it's a morning time for you to arise and live the supernatural life. But see, you can't live the supernatural life without being audacious. And when we say audacious, what do we mean? We mean you can't live it without being very confident and daring. Audacious means to be bold and to be recklessly bold. So you can't live the Christian life without being recklessly bold. Elijah came one day in 1 Kings 17 verse 1. We know nothing about him. No history. No record. He just appeared and said, in the name of God of Israel, before whom I stand, there shall be no rain. Joshua woke up one day at the battlefront and looked up and said, sun, stand still. Moon, stand there. You can't do that when you are not audacious, when you don't have audacity. People that want to do great things are bold, recklessly bold. They are brave. They are fearless. They are adventurous. They are daring. You can't live the supernatural life without that. There are some things you hear God tell you. If you are not bold enough, you can't tell anybody. They say, the Lord said. You think it's easy for us to stand here and say, the Lord said, I am healing somebody. You think it's easy? What of it doesn't happen? You come, you decree, this year, the Lord is giving us triplets. Everybody knows 1, 2, 3. So they will be waiting for announcement every Sunday. Till December, where are the 3? If you are not bold and daring, you can't live a supernatural life. I was sharing yesterday, 2015, as I was preparing for the beginning of the year, and I was reading my Bible, and the Lord ministered to me that we are going to have start having twins in the church. Twins. So, and while I was in, I saw Song of Solomon 6:6, and it jumped to me, twins. So I came to church at the beginning of the year, and I decreed, this year, there will be twins, there will be twins, there will be twins, there will be twins. And I forgot about it. I was coming from my home one day. I got to police signboard. Around September, the thing just jumped into me. Yodu, remember you said there will be twins this year. You see, sometimes you just sit down and say, why can't I just say there will be children this year? I was at police signboard. I just, Yodu, remember, which voice is the voice of God? The devil or me? I don't know. And I heard that, ah, I'm a so bad. Twins. And I was shouting that year, twins, screaming, twins, twins. I heard that word. And I started thinking, I said twins. Before I got to my office, somebody called me and said, Pastor, my wife is in labor. Please pray for us. My wife is having twins. Please pray for us. The rest is history. From that year, we'll be having twins every year, even though I don't come to decree. If you are not bold, you can't walk in the supernatural. You can't do the will of God, because you'll be counted as stupid. So this year, you need to be bold to live the Christian life, because we'll be hearing some strange instructions, some strange things to do. Philip, go and join the Ethiopian Enoch. Peter, John, don't glamour. Silver and gold have I not, but what I have I give unto you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. If you are not bold, you can't stand up praying in the office one day and say, this year nobody dies in this office. After you have heard God, you need to be bold to do that. If you are not bold, if you are not brave, if you are not fearless, the problems of your life continues. Because the devil is a wicked devil that needs to be confronted. So all over the Bible we can see bold, audacious believers. And the message we are passing across to you this morning is that we have to live bold, adventurous, audacious life this year of the supernatural. If you understand all I've said, can you say amen? An audacious believer becomes audacious because of some things. I'll tell you four of them this morning. Number one, a person becomes audacious when he lives by the word and the promises of God. There is nothing that gives a Christian confidence, boldness, like the word of God. Because forever the word of God is settled in heaven. And the Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. You don't live by feeling. Experience matters, but you don't live by experience in the faith. You live by the word of the Lord. You don't live by what your stomach says, what your friend says, what the economy says, what the radio says. You only live in the kingdom by what the word of God says. It's the word of God that gives you audacity. It's the word of God that gives you boldness. It's the word of God that challenges you. A revelation and an unveiling of the word of God changes your perspective, changes how you see things. Therefore, do everything to remain in the word of God this year. If you have to live the supernatural, if you have to be audacious, live in the word. Listen, there are many people that read the word. There are many people that teach the word. There are many people that quote the word. They don't obey the word. Don't follow their examples. There are many people that preach the word, that teach the word, that read the word, that study the word, that meditate on the word. But they don't open the word. They don't obey the word. Don't follow their examples. They are living in unbelief. They have not forgiven their husband. They are living in bitterness. They are living in slander. They are gossiping up and down. They have not forgiven their wife. Do not follow them. They know the scriptures. They don't live by the scripture. The word, audacious believers, they know the word. They are convinced about the word. And they live by the word. It is based on that they can come boldly. Remember, there were seven sons of Sceva. Their father was a priest. The seven sons of Sceva. Their father was a priest. Therefore, they had morning devotion. They have read the law. In fact, they might have crossed Genesis to Deuteronomy. But it did not yield for them. It is not people that have a mental knowledge of the word. It is people that obey the word. Your obedience to the word of God gives you audacity to live the supernatural life. Listen, no obedience, no audacity, no supernatural. No obedience, no audacity. An audacity you fake, that you build up from yourself, will fail you. It will make the enemy attack you. If you are not living in obedience to the word of God, forget it. If you are not living in obedience, the closest person to you is your wife. Let me use your spouse and your children. If I ask them about you, what would they say about your life? Audacious believers live by the word of God. Number two, audacious believers have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. They follow the dictates of the Holy Spirit. They have a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. They hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit dwells in them. John 14:17. When we give our life to Christ, the Holy Spirit comes and dwells with us. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. So when we give our life to Christ, the Holy Spirit dwells in us, and we can have a relationship, tete a tete, chit chat, talk with him. And he directs our path, gives us instruction. So, based on the relationship with the Holy Spirit, we can come boldly in the audacity based on His instruction and decree His word and bring, and He will bring His word to pass. Remember, as a believer, you have the Spirit of God indwelling in you. As a believer, you are baptized, or you can be baptized with the Holy Spirit. As a believer, you are filled, or you can be filled with the Holy Spirit. As a believer, you are walking with the Spirit, or you can walk with the Spirit. As a believer, you can pray in the Spirit, or you are praying in the Spirit. The Holy Spirit does not force anything on us. But without the Holy Spirit, we can't live the supernatural life. That is why from February, our focus and beyond will be on the Holy Spirit, the dynamics, the dimension, the majesty, the mysteries of the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that incubates us, that activates, that enables us to live the supernatural life. When Jesus died and was going, He left us with nothing apart from His word. And then the Holy Spirit is sent to us. And that is enough for us. Listen to me. With the word of God and the Holy Spirit, you can achieve everything and anything you want in life. Should I repeat myself? When God, Jesus, was living, He did not leave money. He did not leave sound system, screens, speakers. He left nothing. He gave us His word and He sent His Holy Spirit to us. Therefore, one that has His word and has the Spirit has everything. So, and we get our audacity from the word, and we get our audacity from our relationship with Jesus. Please bear in mind always, the Holy Spirit is the enabler of the supernatural, and you can't live supernaturally without Him. Number three, audacious believers are people that know God. If Elijah had not known Him, he couldn't have come and stood before everybody, the nation, and before the king, and say, before the Lord, as the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, before whom I stand, there shall be neither dew nor rain this year, except at my word. He came audaciously, boldly, in front of the king, in front of the nation. In fact, network news. NTA network is not as popular as before. When we were growing up and nine, nobody does anything but watch network to receive the news. So network news. CNN, BBC, VOA, Fox News, Al Jazeera, all breaking news. There will be no rain. As the Lord lives, the God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall be neither dew nor rain these days. Anybody that will say so had better know his God well. Even in secret places, people are not bold enough to declare some things. And then this man comes boldly. You can't be audacious without knowing Him. He knew the God He was serving. He knows the power of His God. He knows the power of His presence. He had settled some things at the background before coming out. Nowadays, we have people that come publicly to decree and then they go to settle. But in Bible times, people settle secretly and they declare publicly. That's why many things are failing us. You have not settled with God. You are decreeing. And now you have decreed. You are now begging God and forcing God to do what you have decreed. There are protocols to these things. Settle in the secret place. He said the Lord that sees you in secret will do what? He will reward you publicly. Relationship with the Bible is in the secret place. Knowing God is in the secret place. Having a relationship with Holy Spirit is in the secret place. Listen, your public life cannot be better than your life in the secret place. Your life in the secret place is the foundation that holds and bears every public activity that you have.
If you are not strong in the place of prayer, if you are not strong in the presence of the Lord, what in the public?
You will just be disgraced for nothing. They that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. They have audacity. And Elijah was a very good example of that. I read Acts 27:23, and I saw what Paul also said there. Can I have it again, James? Acts. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. Please, sir, can you boldly say, God, whose I am, whom I serve? Can you boldly say? It is when you can boldly say, whose I am, whom I serve, that you become audacious. Because you know you belong to Him. Your life is hid in Christ, being called. And then nothing can happen to you. You know you dwell in the secret place of Most High. You know you sit in the heavenly places. Do you know God? Or you are just a church goer? I didn't say, are you the prayer leader? Do you lead prayer? Are you Sunday school teacher? Are you house fellowship? I did not say that. What I'm asking is, do you know Him? 1 John chapter 5. 1 John 2. 1 John 2. 3 to 4. I want the whole church to read together, no matter your translation. Carry your Bible, let's read it together. We need to settle this issue of knowing God. We need to quickly settle that issue. Can we go together? 1 John chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. Can we read together? 1, 2, go. And by this we know that we have come to know Him if we keep His commandment. Whoever says, I know Him, but does not keep His commandment, and the truth is not in ordinary commandment. You are not obeying. I know God. I know God. I know God. And God knows me. Does He know you? Does He know you? Are you working in a vineyard where you have not been recruited? Does the Lord know you? Can we pause? Bow our heads. Let's pray. Talk to Him. Does He know you? Does He know you? Take away that pride. Talk to Him. Remove that bitterness. Talk to Him. The man has wronged you. The woman has wronged you. Yes, true. Pastor, you don't know this, my neighbor. Yes, I don't know her. Let it go. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. One stronghold of the enemy against us is unforgiveness. It has always worked for him. He will make you say, I will never forgive. I cannot forgive. I will never do this. I will never do that. Break that stronghold of unforgiveness. The devil is holding you with that. You can't be delivered. You can't move in the supernatural when you have unforgiveness and bitterness in your life. When hatred has a stronghold in your heart. Say, Pastor, I can do everything, but this one, I can't forgive. You can. And you will. You can do all things through Christ that helps you, strengthens you. You will forgive. You can forgive. And we will forgive. I love you so much than to leave you there. Because what God has in store for you, don't let what somebody has done against you to prevent you from joining it. Help me keep your commandments, Lord. Help me keep your commandments, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. So by that scripture, we don't know God by coming to church. Not by the way we dress. We know the people who know God by their keeping of a commandment. No wonder the unbelievers all over online, social media, they are all against us. Why? Our lives are not according to the commandments and the word of the Lord. I almost pray that may the Lord make you know Him. But I remember, it is in your hands. I almost prayed, may the Lord give you the grace to obey His commandment. But I already know that the grace of God is already available for you. It is you that remains. Take responsibility for your life and get to know Him. Lift your right hand and tell, can we talk with me? Can we still go together? See, this year, I will obey the Lord. No matter what, I will keep His commandments. I will know Him better. I will be known as a person that obeys the Lord, that keeps His word, that keeps His commandment in the name of Jesus. And by knowing Him, I live an audacious life. I am bold. I am daring. I am adventurous. I am brave. I am fearless. I do great things. I express my business in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. So audacious believers live by the word of God. They live by the Holy Spirit. They know God. And the last one I want to talk about today is they know who they are in Christ. Do you know who I am? Who are you? Who are you? You know, when Nigerians are arguing, you laugh. Who are you? Who are you? Do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? Who are you? Empty barrels, making noise, causing hold up, disturbing all of us. Who are you in Christ? It is a knowledge of who you are. It is a knowledge of what Christ has accomplished in you. The knowledge of what Christ has accomplished for you that gives you audacity. Let me repeat it again. Your knowledge of who Christ is in you. Your knowledge of what Christ has accomplished in you and for you. Your knowledge of what Christ has given you. That gives you audacity. I now know the word of God. I obey the word of God. I have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. I can hear Him speak. I can see Him around. He can speak to me through circumstances and different things. I have a good relationship with Him. By that relationship with His word and Holy Spirit, I'm getting to know God better. I am obeying His commandments. I am walking with Him. And then while reading the word, I begin to see what He has made me. Listen, even in Psalm 8, I think from verse 4 to 6, the psalmist will say, what is man that you are mindful of him? That is even an ordinary man that has not become born again. Talk less of a one that has become born again. Listen, there are some things you need to know about yourself in Christ. And we are going to teach you again. I've taught it maybe 3 times in the past. But we continually have to teach it for people to know who Christ has made them. Kenneth Hagin, which of his book is that though? Was writing about Jesus appearing to him. And Jesus was talking to him, giving him revelations. He was writing down. And then suddenly, a dark shadow came. And came between him and Jesus. And he was not hearing what Jesus was saying again. And then he was getting angry. Why would Jesus allow a dark shadow to come between us when he's talking to me.
He was waiting for Jesus to do something about the dark shadow and nothing happened. In his anger, he said, I bind you and I cast you out of his place. And the shadow left.
And he said, Jesus, why will you allow the shadow?
And Jesus told him, I have given you authority to bind and to cast out. What I have empowered you to do, I will not do for you. I was waiting to see what you will do with your authority.
You see, in life, many of us are playing a waiting game with God. He has given you power to do something. He is waiting for you to do it because he has given you the power.
And then you are waiting.
After your father has given you transport fare and money to buy something in the market, you now sat at home and you are looking at him to go to the market. After he has given you money, please stop the waiting game with God this year. He has empowered you to do many things. Arise and do them. It comes from knowing what Christ has accomplished for you. What do you have in Christ? What can Christ do to you? I can do all things
through Christ that strengthens me.
What is the nature? What is your new nature? Your new nature is Zoe. What is your position? I am seated in heavenly places, far above principalities and powers. What is your authority? Behold, I give you authority to trample upon snakes and scorpions and overcome the power of your authority. For greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That is your authority. What is your inheritance? What has he given you? He has given us all things that pertains to life and godliness. You can't have all these things and be living your life anyhow. Heaven is waiting for you to manifest. The world is waiting for you to manifest. People in bondage in your family, they are waiting for you to manifest and bring healing and bring deliverance. Everybody is waiting for you. How long will they wait? How do you know audacious believers? They are courageous. Joshua 1:6. Be strong and courageous. How do you know them? Proverbs 28:1. The wicked flee when no man pursueth. Can we read the next part, all of us together? But the righteous is ours. The righteous is ours. The righteous is ours. Bold as a lion. Go and study the lion. He's not the fastest. He's not the most intelligent. He's not the most brilliant. He's not the most handsome. But he's a king. You don't have to be the most brilliant. You don't have to be the most intelligent. All you need is the Zoe life of God in you. And you are transformed to a spiritual lion. Proverbs 30:30. The lion, which is mightiest among the beasts, and does not turn back before any. We have Christians that are going. They go. They just sit table. They have come again. Pastor, my father. Every table that you will cast off and pass. In fact, if you give me opportunity, I can run and jump this table. No mistake. Most of what you are running away from is running away from you. Do you know that if you visit a house and a dog is barking, the dog is barking because those are afraid? Do you know? You are a lion. Stop running. Start overcoming. Start conquering. Be audacious. Be bold. Look at the problem in the face.
look at the challenge in the face and overcome it.
Enough of living a pitiable life. Stop making mockery of redemption. Carry your life with righteous pride. Carry your life with righteous boldness. He has died and given you abundant life. Start living according to the word of God. Let men know that the Holy Spirit is in you. No shame this year. No shame. No shame. Listen. It does not matter what. A lion will never eat grass. Are you here? One of my friends in this church, whenever I look at his WhatsApp status, I've always wanted to ask him, why? In those days, every week, lion. 10 different things about lion. Pictures, lion, everywhere. I think you should be doing that this year. Put lion somewhere. Whenever you are afraid and you see lion. This is me. Hello. The lion does not turn back. This year, you are not turning back from any problem. You are facing it. If you need help, call us. We'll join you. But like I warned them in the first service, don't call me for meow, meow. Behind my on the wall, meow. Don't call me for such things. If you call me, I will introduce you to one of my children in the children department to help you undo it. You are beyond that. Hello, are you here? You are beyond that. The story is written of Smith Wigglesworth that was about to sleep and something was shaking the earth and he stood up and looked and he saw the devil. Yeah, he said, so it is you? And he went back and slept. There are some things you should not pray about again. By your audacity and knowing who you are in Christ. But our time is fast spent. Let's come to the communion table. Ko sagbara to dabi ti Jesu. Ko sagbara to dabi ti Baba. Ko sagbara to dabi ti Jesu. Agbara, agbara, agbara to dabi. Kosa bara to dabiti baba. Kosa bara to dabiti Jesus. Agbara, agbara. Agbara to jagbara Lord. Agbaye o. You are mighty. Oh Lord, agbaye o. You are mighty. Shebe wa lo kujo bruja jobra. Shebe agin la kujo bruja jobra. Yeah, oh Lord.
Take out the bread.
representing the body of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your body broken for us. Thank you for what you accomplished in your body, broken body. We give you praise, we give you honor. Blessed be your name, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can you take up a breath? You should know what God has not given, even if you don't know what He has given. And one of the things He has not given you is fear. Can we pray? Lift your right hand up. Say, every form of fear. I can't hear. Every form of fear. I ban and I cast out of your my life in the name of Jesus. Every form of fear. Every form of fear. Every form of fear. I will not lose my children. My children will not fail. My children will not die. They will not be cast aside. Any attack of fear concerning my children, I ban and I cast away. I will not lose my wealth. I will not die poor. Every fear of failure, I bind and I cast. I bind and I cast. I bind and I cast. I will not lose my marriage. I will not die a single. I will not die barren. Any fear, I bind and I cast away. I bind and I cast away. I will not lose my marriage. I bind and I cast away. In the name of Jesus, can we pray? I am strong and I am courageous. I receive the strength of the Lord. I am strong. I am courageous. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Listen, you are a lion that does not turn back from any. Are you here? So you are going to mention your challenges. You are going to speak to it. I am not turning back. I overcome you. I am a lion that does not turn back from any. I am a lion that does not turn back from any. I belong to the lion of the tribe of Judah. The one that was, that is to come. The one that prevails. The one that has the keys of hell and death. He lives in me. I do not turn back from any. I overcome. I overcome. You opposition. I overcome. 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 I do not turn back from any. I am seated in every place, far above principalities and powers. I do not turn back from any. I fight and I prevail. I confront and I conquer. I confront and I conquer. I am a militant. I am aggressive in my oppression. I do not turn back from any. My family does not turn back from any. We are on fire. We are confrontational. We are aggressive. We are militant. By the power in the blood of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Can we take of the wine representing the blood of Jesus? Take it, take it. No sickness, no illness, no weakness, no weariness, no affliction. No untimely death. Can I hear your prayer? No sickness. No illness, no weariness, no weakness, no affliction. Can I hear you? Can I hear you? Make that bold confession. Make that bold confession. Let the enemy hear you. No sickness, no illness, no untimely death, no affliction, no weariness, no weakness. No weariness. No weakness. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. One more prayer. Devil, you are under my feet. You are remaining there this year. Under my feet. You are under my feet. You are remaining there this year. I overcome you in all the battles. I overcome you. I give you advance notice. You are under my feet. I overcome you. I prevail over you. Any challenge, hear the word of the Lord. You are under my feet. I give you advance notice. I prevail. I prevail.
The lion that turned not from any.
In the name of Jesus. Anyone sick here, pray, put your hand there. Put your hand. By the blood of Jesus, Malaga, Egeli Moku Kele Mokuria Galabazita, Ramakaria, Erede Mokuria. Let the healing stream of the Lord flow through your body. Let the healing hand of the Lord be upon that part of your body. Let there be healing for you now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Our time is fast spent. Stretch your hand towards your time. As if this year is starting, may the Lord empower you to reach your goals. May the Lord empower you to achieve your visions. May the Lord empower you for you to touch your aspirations and your expectations. May your progress this year put your enemies to shame and disappoint your haters. Anyone that plotted and planned against you, may the Lord cause you to prevail over them. May favor locate you. May success overwhelm you. In the name of Jesus, this year you gain momentum. You are unstoppable. You reach higher heights. What no member of your family has achieved, this year achieve a double portion of it. In the name of Jesus, we will not cry over you. You will not die untimely. In the name of Jesus, you will not bury your children. In the name of Jesus, you will get stronger and stronger. You will move from favor to favor. The Lord will increase your wisdom. In the name of Jesus, you will not be involved in any accident. In the name of Jesus, you will testify every month. Every month, new testimonies. We thank you, we glorify you. The Lord strengthen and empower you from above, now and forevermore. And surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the presence of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Shalom. See you at the house fellowship this evening.